Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We were discussing those deeds which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had prescribed, and that is equal to the reward in Hajj, equal to Hajj in reward. The first deed that we spoke of was going to the masjid to learn some khair, to learn some good, to learn some deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that it is such a great deed that Allah ta'ala will give you the reward of accepted Hajj if you perform that deed. Brothers, and remember, one of the important conditions to receive a reward for a deed is to be convinced about the reward. Ihtisab, it is referred to. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks of ihtisab. We must have ihtisab when we learn of the reward of a deed. When you perform the deed now, don't just perform it for the sake of performing it or for feeling good after you've performed it, but with full hope and conviction that Allah will give me the reward, and Allah gives you that reward. The second deed that will earn you the reward of Hajj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Man salla salatul al-ghadati fi jama'atin, thumma qa'ada yadhkuru Allah ta'ala hatta tatlu' ash-shams, thumma qama wa salla rak'atayn." A person goes for the Fajr Salah to the masjid, and he prays his Fajr Salah in congregation. After praying his Fajr Salah, he remains seated and he remembers Allah. He engages in the dhikr of Allah until sunrise, until the sun has risen. Once the sun rises fully, he offers two rakats of Salah, that is known as Salatul Ishraq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if he does this, kana lahu ka ajri hajjatin wa umrah. Allah gives him the reward of a Hajj and Umrah. In one riwayah, one narration comes, after that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Tamma, Tamma, Tamma. Thrice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, an accepted and a perfect Hajj and Umrah. Accepted and perfect Hajj and Umrah. Accepted and a perfect Hajj and Umrah. Allah ta'ala gives him the reward of that. May Allah grant us the understanding.